I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a crude homemade video showing white students taunting black cleaning staff has a South African university in an uproar. We'll talk with three students there about what this all means. But first, a major political story here at home. New York is making plans for Lieutenant Governor David Paterson to ascend to the top job. On Monday, he will replace Governor Eliot Spitzer, who resigned in disgrace yesterday, 2 days after he was linked to a prostitution ring as a client. Paterson will be New York's first black governor, only the third African-American governor elected since Reconstruction, and the first who's legally blind. We'd like to know more about him, so we've called two leading New York political leaders. First, former New York Mayor David Dinkins. Mr. Mayor, hello. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Mayor, you've actually known Lieutenant Governor Paterson since he was a child. What can you tell us about him?
Well, you're right. I've known him his entire life. His father and I were once law partners, Basil Paterson. He ran for lieutenant governor some years ago and won 61 out of 62 counties of New York State. And then Basil joined with Arthur Goldberg, who was the former United States Secretary of Labor, former United States Supreme Court Justice, and former United States United Nations Ambassador, and the lousiest damn candidate you ever saw. So Basil did not win. He would have been the first black lieutenant governor, and in the normal course, the first black governor. So we've come full circle.
Well, as you mentioned, he kind of studied at your knee along with his father, his father, Congressman Charlie Rangel, and of course Percy Sutton, another legendary Harlem politician, were once known as the Gang of Four. What do you think you all taught him about how to operate in the world and as a political leader?
What I hope he did was to observe us and avoid our mistakes. We certainly made some over time, but there's no better mentor than Percy Sutton.
One of the things that I think people have noted, as I've noticed, is as David Paterson would not only be the first African American governor, he's also legally blind, and it's interesting to note that he doesn't use a cane, he doesn't use a guide dog, any sort of physical aids of any sort. He's gone to top schools, went to Columbia, went to Hofstra Law School. Apparently, he has a phenomenal memory. How's he able to do all that?
Well, you're right. I suppose when one sense is diminished, others are emphasized, expanded. But you're right. He has a mind like a steel trap. He forgets nothing. He can memorize an entire speech. He's full of minute details on all kinds of subjects. He's got a great wry sense of humor. Not everybody gets it the first time. But he is terrific, and he's a very nice guy. And I think anyone who makes the mistake of thinking that his cordiality is softness is making a serious error, because he's one tough kid.
One of the things that surprised people about him is that the Republicans have a one-vote majority in the state Senate, and he gave up the possibility of becoming majority leader in 2006. He was minority leader by taking the lieutenant governor post. Now, some people thought he was crazy to do that because the post has been considered largely ceremonial. He joked about that. He said that, you know, your main job is to call the governor every morning, and if he answers the phone, you can go back to bed. Why did he do that? Why did he give up the potential of running the state Senate to become lieutenant governor?
Well, first off, when he accepted the post of lieutenant governor, the margin was not then one vote. It was slightly larger, although you're right, it has been believed for some time that in short order, the Democrats would get control of the Senate. But he made that judgment, I suppose, largely because the governor asked him to. Keep in mind also that were Hillary Clinton to succeed, there's a pretty fair likelihood that Eliot Spitzer would have appointed him United States Senator. So he had a lot of ways to go, and no one expected this outcome, of course. And I want to take this opportunity to say how sad I am for Eliot Spitzer's family, particularly his teenage daughters, his wife, of course, but his parents, who are my generation, and the wonderful, nice people, and I know this must be a terrible blow for them.
Well, finally, though, Mr. Mayor, before we let you go, I'm curious about your reaction to, you mentioned Hillary Clinton. Just yesterday, Geraldine Ferraro, another New York political leader whom you must know well, former New York Congresswoman, who ran for ran for vice president, said that Barack Obama wouldn't be in the position that he's in because unless he were African-American, and if he were a woman of any color, he wouldn't be in this position. And just she, of course, is complaining that her comments were sort of misconstrued. I just want to know, how do you interpret that that whole exchange?
Well, I know Geraldine Ferraro, and I'm confident that she's not a racist, and I don't think she intended to make a racist comment. Whether one agrees or not that Obama has done so well because he's black or not, some would say he's done very well in spite of being black. There's no doubt that there's racism in our land. It's a product of a legacy of slavery. That does not mean, however, that some of us cannot succeed, our ethnic backgrounds notwithstanding.
Well, finally, Mr. Mayor, do you think that Mr. Patterson faces any special challenges because he will be the first African-American governor of New York?
No. I think he faces a challenge because being governor of New York is one hell of a job. And he's got about 3 weeks to settle a budget. So David's problems will have nothing to do with his ethnicity.
David Dinkins served as mayor of New York from 1990 to 1993. He joined us from the Paley Center for the Arts. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Take care.
For more now, we're going to turn to New York State Senate Minority Leader Malcolm Smith. He leads the State Senate Democrats. He joins us by phone from his office in Albany, New York. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Senator, I imagine much of the state is still in shock over recent events, and I wouldn't be surprised if you are also. But you know David Patterson. Do you have any idea how he is reacting to all of this?
Well, David has always been very level-headed. Yes, there is a state of shock, no question about it. David and I were actually together in the Capitol when the call came in on Monday, basically telling us, what had transpired, the allegations of the governor, and we were in shock. We actually at one point thought it was a joke, and we learned about 10 seconds later that it was very real.
And how did he react?
Well, his aide came in, asked him to step out the room for a minute. He came back in with his chief of staff, Charles O'Burns, and they said, "We have something very disturbing to say." And I didn't know they were referring to myself or David. Then they said the allegations that have been made against the governor. And we were all just very stoic at that point, just in disbelief.
And well, since then, how do you think he's reacting to this new responsibility that's been thrust upon him? I mean, obviously, if you're a lieutenant governor, at some point you have to contemplate the idea that you might have to step into that role, whether through illness or some other set of events. What do you think? What do you think is going through his mind right now?
All right, that's correct. I talked to him last night as well, and he was preparing for his address this afternoon to the public. And he was in a good frame of mind. He was ready for the challenge, as he's always overcome challenges throughout his life, and looking forward to moving the state forward. The business of the state has to go on. We want people to know around the state. We're prepared to deal with issues regarding property taxes and health care and education, the housing crisis. And he was looking forward to addressing the public today and assuring them that he's going to move the state forward. And we have every confidence that he will do a great job.
How do you think things will be different because David Patterson is in the governor's chair, not Elliot Spitzer?
Well, David obviously was part of the legislature. He has a more of a congenial way of doing business, not confrontational. He likes to negotiate and obviously has a great sense of humor, which is very disarming to others. But he knows the legislature. He knows the process. He knows the leadership in the legislature and is focused on accomplishing the kind of business that will impact the 19 million people in terms of their quality of life. And that's very important to us.
And this is a year, of course, in which we're talking a lot about firsts, talking about the presidential race, of course, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and so forth. David Patterson is an unexpected first. Do you think that that will matter in any way, that he's the first African-American governor? Do you think that it'll affect the politics of the state in any way? Or?
No, I don't think so. I mean, David is going to be a great governor, and I don't think the ethnicity matters at all. He is always managed his government affairs from state senate to deputy minority leader to minority leader, lieutenant governor, and he's always been seen as competent and have the ability to work with people and get the job done. I don't think that will matter much.
And finally, just in the minute we have left, I wanted to ask you what I asked former Mayor Dinkins about Geraldine Ferraro's comments. You worked for Geraldine Ferraro and her advance team, as I recall,
when she ran
for vice president. How do you interpret her comments? What do you think that all means?
Right. I know her, worked for her, as you said, but I don't believe that she was focused on any racial or trying to inject race into this race. Perhaps the comments were misconstrued. But it was unfortunate that it's gotten the attention that it's gotten. But I don't consider it to be a racist.
Well, but aren't those different things? Injecting race into the conversation isn't the same as being a racist, is it? I mean, can you do one without doing the other?
I'm sure you can. I think she described Barack in terms of who he is, why it seems to get the attention that it's getting. I can't explain, but I don't think that she meant it in any way to disarm him or to make him any less of the person that he is.
Do you agree with her?
No.
You think her take is right?
I don't agree with her. I think Barack Obama is a young man, just like David Patterson is, just like I am, and it's his skill, his intellect, and his ability that has got him where he is.
All right. We sure do appreciate it. New York State Senator Malcolm Smith, leader of the Senate Democrats in New York, joined us by phone from his office in Albany. Senator, thank you so much, and hope we'll speak again.
Thank you for having me.